Welcome to worship. If you are visiting with us today, we are glad you are here. Thank you for coming. The service is designed to worship God, and we hope the fellowship will assure you that you are among friends. After I make a few announcements, we will read the call to worship together responsively. But first, the announcements. The church Christmas party is this Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. across the street in the fellowship hall. Please bring a dish and an inexpensive gift to swap. The next WIC Bible study is this Tuesday night at 5:30 p.m. There will be a cookie swap and a discussion of the service project. And the third Sunday Family Fellowship Luncheon will be the Christmas party this Wednesday night. Our candlelight service will be next Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. here in the sanctuary. And that will be followed by a time of by refreshments, soup and sandwiches in the parlor. Lanice Badley has left a box of Christmas cards for all the members of the church in the foyer. They are in alphabetical order. Please look through there and pick yours up. And there are some there for visitors as well. Now, would you read the call to worship with me? Let's do it responsibly. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet Micah." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we have come this morning as the wise men from the east came to Bethlehem to worship Him who was born King of the Jews, even Jesus, the eternal Son of God and Savior of sinners. May our prayers, our songs, our confessions, our readings, our thoughts, and our actions be acceptable in Your sight as we pray the way that Jesus Himself taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand and let's all sing together the doxology. Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you. season, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and we will prepare to receive our morning offering. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the gift of gifts. Your own dear Son, who is eternal and not created, but born as a man to be our Redeemer and Substitute, who, as the hymn says, emptied Himself. How great His love! And died for Adam's helpless race. Here is the wonder of wonders. He came from heaven to raise us up to heaven. He was born like us that we might become like Him. In Him, deity and humanity were united, the uncreated and the created. When we were lost and undone with no interest in seeking God, He came, God incarnate, to save us to the uttermost, as a man to die our death, to shed satisfying blood on our behalf, to work out a perfect righteousness for us. Enlarge our minds to understand what this birth of Jesus means to us and enable us to embrace Him with steadfast faith and enjoy forever the fact that He is ours and we are His. In Jesus Christ, You have given to us the best that can be given. You deserve no less than our hearts, our souls, our all. And these offerings that we are about to bring are a small expression of our gratitude to You. Please take them and use them for Your glory and to extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ to the uttermost parts of the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Once again, we come to that time of year when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who emptied Himself of all the glory and honor He had in heaven with His Father, and came to this world to be born in a cattle stall among working class families. Have you ever wondered why we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior on December the 25th? There's nothing in the Bible that would even indicate that He was born on December the 25th. In fact, there's much in the New Testament narrative that would indicate that it didn't occur during that time of year. It just so happens that on the 25th of December in the Roman Empire, at that time, there was a pagan holiday that was linked to mysterious religions. The pagans celebrated their festival on December the 25th. Christians at that time didn't want to participate in this celebration, and so they said, while everybody else is celebrating this pagan thing, we're going to have our own celebration. We're going to celebrate the thing that is most important in our lives, the incarnation of God, the birth of Jesus Christ. So this is going to be a time of joyous festivities, of celebration and worship of our God and King. So from that time to the present day, December 25th is recognized by most of the world as a Christmas holiday. As we know, his birth was prophesied throughout the Old Testament, beginning all the way back in the book of Genesis. The book of Isaiah gives more specific details of this event in chapter 7, where he says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And in chapter 9 he says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government that of peace there will be no end." Jesus Christ is that Son, so let us focus our attention on him as we celebrate the joy of Christmas this year.
Please take a Trinity hymn book and turn to hymn number 229. And if you are able, please stand and let's all sing stanzas 1-3 of Gentle Mary Laid Her Child. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, a light that will shine on all who live in the land where death casts its shadow. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. These will be his royal titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this. This is the promise of Christmas. Sing a new song to the Lord, for He has done wonderful deeds. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord. For the Lord is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Celebrate the joy of Christmas. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was obviously with child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the village inn. Come adore him and stand in awe of the wonder of Christmas. Thank you. That night, some shepherds were in the fields outside the village guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terribly frightened, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. And this is how you will recognize Him. You will find a baby lying in a manger wrapped snugly in strips of cloth." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven praising God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to all whom God favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. Like the angels and like the shepherds, let's sing the message of Christmas.
Thank you.
who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary quietly treasured these things in her heart. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the little lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. The shepherds went back to their fields and flocks, glorifying and praising God for what the angels had told them. And because they had seen the child, just as the angel had said, how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news of peace. The good news of peace, the peace of Christmas. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, are only a small village in Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel will come from you, one whose origins are from the distant past, even from eternity. All of this happened to fulfill the Lord's message through His prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus, the blessing of Christmas. Let's pray. Loving Father, like the angels, we glorify and praise You. Like the shepherds, we kneel and adore You. Our hearts are filled with gratitude as we celebrate the joy and the wonder of Christmas, as we claim the promise and the peace of Christmas, and as we worship Jesus, the true blessing of Christmas. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.
Thank you.
And now receive God's benediction. May the grace of God, the Father, the love of Jesus Christ, the eternal Son, and the fellowship and communion of God, the Holy Spirit, be and abide with all of you as you go. Amen. Thank you.